Your name?
Vincent Orange.
Vincent Orange, 10 questions for you. I'm going to put the same questions to each of the candidates. Question one, D.C.'s top income tax bracket begins at $40,000, so someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same tax rate as someone making far less. Are you in favor of taxing the district's highest income earners in order to avoid further cuts to safety net services?
I'm in favor of us going out collecting the monies that's owed to the city, collecting money from Medicaid reimbursement, from real estate tax liens, from marketing the D.C. Net program, and also looking at government fraud, waste, and abuse to balance the budget and not in raising taxes.
Question two, what are your thoughts on former Chancellor Michelle Rhee's so-called school reform?
Well, I think that we have to take the best of what she provided for us and build on it. Right now we have an executed contract where teachers are going to get a 21% increase and it's pay for performance. Now we need to all come together and help those 737 teachers that are on the bubble in the minimally effective category and work to get them to the effective category by providing them professional development, providing them all the tools that are necessary, and give them an objective prescription of what they must do in order to move from minimally effective to effective. At the end of the day, it's about, you know, providing a well-rounded individual that's ready for college, job market, or business opportunity.
Question number three, do you support Walmart's attempt to bring four stores to the District of Columbia?
What I support is if they're going to come to the District of Columbia, that they execute a community benefits agreement. I have serious questions about them being located at New York and Bladensburg, and also the one on Georgia Avenue. So I think that, you know, more planning needs to go into it. But east of the river, I know that Marion Barry wants Walmart to come there. I think you would give deference to the council member, but there must be a community benefits agreement for me to even really seriously consider.
Question number four, D.C. taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C.'s fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
Yes, I think they should be competitive with neighboring jurisdictions. We shouldn't have the lowest fees and someone go right across the bridge making more. But I think the entire taxicab industry in the District of Columbia really needs to have a comprehensive reevaluation of how it operates and making sure that we are competitive.
Question number five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
I'm looking forward to being a part of the debate. I don't have a position.
Six, D.C. council members are the second highest paid city council in the country, according to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust. Yet, in addition to their $125,000 salary, council members are able to earn outside income. If elected, will you commit to foregoing any additional income and stick to just your council salary?
What I commit to is doing the best possible job that I can for the citizens of the District of Columbia. They know coming through the door that I'm an attorney and I'm a CPA. I have a Master of Laws in Taxation and I do other things, but my record of achievement is second to none, and that's what I will bring to the council.
Question seven, what is your position on the HPV vaccine, which is mandated for sixth grade girls in the District of Columbia and Virginia and nowhere else?
Well, my daughter actually took that vaccine, and I'm not sure if it should be mandated. I think there should be clearly a public awareness, public education. Then it should be up to the parents to decide for their teenage daughter.
Question eight, what is your position on statehood versus voting rights for the District of Columbia?
Ultimate goal is statehood. Statehood, statehood, statehood.
Question nine, did you vote for Adrian Fenty in the recent mayoral election?
That's private for me.
Lastly, is there anything you'd care to add?
I look forward to getting back on the council. I bring proven experience, integrity, and accountability to the council, and an independent voice that will stand with the citizens of the District of Columbia. I want to work in the areas of finance, balancing the budget, education reform, job creation through economic development, and reducing government fraud, waste, and abuse. Vincent Orange, number 9 on the ballot.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.